Welcome to the Merge Sort AI Digest, your daily AI news roundup. Today, we're diving into some fascinating developments, starting with Fakana AI and their new orchestration model, Fugu.
That's right, Paul. Sakana AI is trying to tackle the issue of relying on a single large model, especially after the export controls that impacted Anthropic. Their Fugu model orchestrates several smaller models behind the scenes, presenting them as one.
It sounds like a clever approach to bypass some of those geopolitical risks, Jane. But I hear the reception has been a bit mixed, with some early reviews suggesting it might not quite hit that frontier performance level they're aiming for.
Exactly. While the concept is strong, early users are reporting that Fugu Ultra, their heavier version, struggles with complex coding tasks and doesn't quite match up to models like GPT 5.5. It's an interesting strategy, but the execution still needs refinement, it seems.
Speaking of refinement, the AI industry itself seems to be facing some financial strains. We're seeing a lot of talk about an affordability crisis and soaring operational costs, aren't we, Jane?
Absolutely, Paul. It's a significant concern. Reports indicate that for every dollar of revenue, these platforms might be spending anywhere from $8 to $14 in operational costs. It's a classic first one's free algorithm that's catching up to them, as some analysts put it.
That's a stark comparison, Jane. Yet in contrast to that financial pressure, we're seeing record funding in the defense and battlefield AI sector. Startups there have secured a whopping $12.3 billion year to date.
It's a huge jump from last year's $9.95 billion, Paul, showing a clear shift in venture capital focus. The evolving geopolitical landscape is definitely driving massive investment into these specialized AI applications, despite the broader industry's cost challenges.
And on another front, there's buzz about the U.S. AI industry freezing public releases. This is reportedly due to the ongoing impasse with Claude Fable 5, which is quite concerning for innovation.
It really is, Paul. Dean W. Ball, for instance, argues that this uncertainty around Claude Fable 5's return is causing a significant slowdown. Polymarket odds for its return have even dropped to 39%, highlighting the industry's apprehension.
Before we move on, Jane, a quick clarification on a story that caused a stir. The rumor about the AI model Mythos breaching NSA networks? Turns out a U.S. official clarified that was a misunderstanding.
Yes, Paul. Thankfully, it was just a red teaming exercise within an internal network, not an actual breach. It's a good reminder of how quickly misinformation can spread in this fast-paced AI world.
Indeed.
On a more positive note for developers, AI2 has launched TMAX, an open-source terminal agent. It's a 27 billion parameter model that punches well above its weight. It's impressive, Paul. TMAX reportedly matches systems 40 times its size on benchmarks, and it comes with a massive dataset and training weights. That's a big win for the open source community.
And for those building with AWS, there's news from Amazon Bedrock. They've launched Agent Core Payments in preview, addressing a really tough problem for autonomous AI agents.
This is crucial, Paul. It allows agents to pay for services programmatically and instantly, without developers having to build bespoke billing integrations. It's a step towards truly autonomous economic agents.
Very interesting, Jane.
And speaking of payments, Stripe co-founder Patrick Collison has launched the Stripe Directory, an experimental tool for AI agents to discover payment-supported businesses. It's another piece of the puzzle for agentic AI, Paul. Providing machine-readable business profiles via a command line interface makes it easier for agents to interact with the real economy.
That's the Merge Sort AI Digest for June 23rd, 2026. Thank you, Jane, for your excellent insights today.
Always a pleasure, Paul. And thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more AI news. Until then.